Divided Nation.
Party people, it's an honor and pleasure to host another Divine Royalty podcast production. Divine Royalty, where wisdom is wealth and wealth is wisdom. We are here today on the Divided Nation Analyzation podcast to show to dissect the book movie Divided Nation. We have been having a great time dissecting this book and screenplay written by the great author Nako and his commentary on the subject of understanding division to bring about unity. My name is Doyle Lee, and I'm excited that we are on point and ahead of the game. We at Divine Royalty are doing our part and doing our best to get the African American community ready for a positive, productive, and powerful move that is going to be a blessing to everyone we come in contact with nationally and internationally. Are you ready? Are you getting ready? Are you about ready? Well, remember, we are going to be ready so we don't have to get ready. And the author Nako has given us a powerful book. I like it. This is just one of many books that he wrote. And if you like the book, you will love the movie. Well, let's get started. Picture 3 is entitled Out to Lunch. Are you ready? Let's go. I have a question to pose. What do you think were some of the divine appointments of the African American community? And how did it impact them? Well, picture 3 opens up with Raymond meeting his father in a restaurant for a very important meeting. The signs and symbols are clear. Raymond has arrived at one of his many divine appointments. Like Raymond Jackson, the African American community has had a lot of divine appointments. Can you give me a few of the African American community divine appointments? Well, I believe The very first one would be when our ancestors were betrayed by their own countrymen and sold into slavery, followed by the Declaration of Emancipation, the Jim Crow era, the segregation era, then the desegregation era, the March on Washington, the assassination of MLK, Jesse Jackson's run for president, the Million Man March, and then Obama's election as the first African-American president. These are just a few obvious divine appointments. The author Nako defines a divine appointment as an event that has spiritual implications and causes a political and social shift in the life of the community, nationally and internationally. Now, Raymond doesn't know it, but this appointment with his father is going to shift his entire life and catapult him into his divine destiny. When the African American community meets his father figure, it will have such a spiritual implication that it will cause them to advance so rapidly that they will not have time to get prepared. This is why preparation right now is necessary. This is what the podcast Divine Nation Analyzation is all about, preparing the African American community and the nation for this divine appointment. We cannot afford to be unprepared for this divine appointment. We can't afford to be late for this divine appointment, and we definitely can't afford to miss the divine appointment. If you study the trend and the pace of other divine appointments, you will come to the conclusion that the African American community is about due for another major divine appointment. Roman numeral 2, we're going to deal with the father's approval. Question: have the AA community, African American, been officially affirmed? And if not, what would that sound like? All right, let's move to this point. In the same picture, Raymond Jackson meets his father, and during this time, his father gives him a major affirmation. Bishop Jackson lets his son know he's doing a great job. It appears that Raymond jumps at the chance to receive all the accolades his father was lavishing on him, which brings us to an important question. Has the African American community been affirmed? The author Nako believes once that African American community father figure is revealed, one of his most important assignments would be to give the African American community what they have always longed for, and that is an overdue affirmation. I don't believe anyone officially gave the African-American community an apparent affirmation. I'm suggesting an open announcement telling the community you are doing good despite all you've been through and all you are presently going through. Maybe this affirmation will cause the African-American community to mature on many levels and heal many areas in their lives, like a child who needs their parents to let him or her know they are doing something correctly. If not, everything that would motivate them to do more and take the necessary steps to progress to their new destiny. Could this be one of the reasons we are stagnated and why we are so focused on the past, yet appear to be searching for something more? Can this also be why so many people in the African American community seem to be nonchalant in their effort to improve their social and political conditions? One may suggest that this affirmation may be premature because all the African American community is still looking for their purpose, identity, and vision for the future. But all of this will come with their political father figure, along with this overdue affirmation.
We will be right back after this commercial.
Divine Royalty Books, Music, and Movies presents Divided Nation. Part 1, Divine Destiny.
Divided Nation.
If the book is always better than the movie, then you have to read this book before it becomes a blockbuster movie.
Divided Nation.
A reality fiction.
Divided Nation.
Answers the great what if and what now that surrounds the African American community.
Divided Nation.
What if an African American politician picks up where our previous president left off?
Divided Nation.
Raymond Jackson had been trained all his life to do something that no one saw coming. Not even his wife or his mistress.
Divided Nation.
Get your copy today by going to www.dividednation.org or www.amazon.com.
Divided Nation.
If roots was our past, Divided Nation is our future.
Divided Nation.
We are back.
A serious talk. Question, is the African American community ready to have the serious talk? And what do you think the serious talk consists of? The next point Raymond brings out in the interaction with his father is the seriousness of his father's tone. Another fact the father figure is going to bring to our attention is the serious talk. We know that the time we are living in is a very serious, and if anyone questions the seriousness of our time, all they have to do is watch Fox News or CNN. Then they will be reminded that we are living in a time where school shootings are at an all-time high, police shootings are staggering, church shootings are terrifying, and work environment shootings are escalating. Our children are walking out of school to march on to Washington to protest gun control. Our football players don't want to stand for the national anthem. People are shouting Black Lives Matter. Others are crying Me Too, while some are contemplating on building walls. The question is not do we have to have the serious talk, but how serious should the talk be? It would be the responsibility and the capability of the father figure to bring us to the round table to organize the serious talk about the above issues and more. Now, the question I'm posing to you is, are we really prepared to have the serious talk about our conditions? Are we looking to be politically correct and continue to dance around the serious issues? For example, it is one thing to talk about police shootings, but are we ready to talk about police justified shootings because of high crime rates that are taking place in certain neighborhoods? See, the serious talk cannot be avoided based on technicality or alluded for technical reasons. Do you know when there is a police shooting, the news nor the media can release any reports or records about the deceased if he was terrorizing, bullying, and abusing the community? If we're going to have the serious talk, there cannot be any stones left unturned. Another good example the author Nako brings out in this commentary in relation to the school shootings is, in many instances, the schools themselves are at fault because they're dropping the ball when it comes to identifying troubled students and hurting students. Addressing their hurts and troubles could eliminate a lot of pain for the entire school, because hurting students hurt students, and troubled students cause trouble for all students. This includes all bullies. Do you guys agree or do you disagree? Aggressive fans, Roman number 5, another point we like to make, and another question I like for you to ponder. Do you think the African American community is too aggressive? To our next point, as we can see throughout the book of Divided Nation, Raymond has a great fan base. The author Nako went out of his way to point out Raymond's two types of fans that can easily be divided into two different categories. One would be the aggressive fan and the other the passive fan. Let's look at both of these fan bases and extract profound signs and symbols. The aggressive fan will be the first we put under the political microscope. These are the people who are going to push the politician to be what they need at the time needed. This group is more focused on the instant gratification of the political situation than the long term that would fix the problem once and for all. These are the politician pushers, yeah, who are aggressive in their stand and unapologetic in their forwardness. Sometimes they protest for the current problem to go away, only to look for another problem to protest. Their entire existence is to have a problem that needs to be addressed and a broken issue that needs to be fixed. At times, creating their own problems, they need a hero, so to speak, to save the day. The danger of this is that the politician will become a yes man in the hands of the politician pusher. The aggressive fan can easily become a puppet master, pulling the strings from behind the scenes for their own interests and not for the interests of everyone. Let's take the NFL protesters as an example. If a player wants to protest a political issue, should he do it by not standing for the national anthem, or should he use another platform to speak out? This could be an aggressive fan grandstanding. The author Nako suggests that the aggressive fan can see something is wrong but doesn't want to deal with it in a subtle way. The more people see, hear, are inconvenienced and are interrupted, then the better it is for the aggressive fan. As the aggressive fan may be, and as victimized as the aggressive fan may be, they will always be looked at, sadly, as a villain. Roman number 5, the passive fan. Another question to ponder. Do you think the African-American community can be too passive at times? This brings us to our fifth question and point. Notice Raymond had fans who sent a message through the waiter asking Raymond if it was possible for them to take a picture and get an autograph. This is clearly a more passive approach than the one who just takes a selfie without notice. There are many who believe the African American community is being a little too passive right now. We are only taking and marching when there should be more action taking place. Especially when we see innocent church members being gunned down during their prayer meetings. Many people fault the African American politician for being all talk and no action. Therefore, this has caused the African American community to be in a passive state of mind. Passiveness can easily be the result of not wanting to rock the boat, muddy the waters, cause trouble, point fingers, or to be considered as a troublemaker. On the other hand, some may want to take a more diplomatic approach to see if they ask permission to do something that should be given. Whenever anyone asks you for rights that should be given to them, others will see that as a passive behavior. This is what Kanye West was trying to say, but he put it in the wrong way. If there were people who were slaves for 400 years, and there was no type of resistance, maybe they were too passive to gain their freedom, which caused them to be too complacent in their bondage. Now, the author Nako has another idea of what took place during slavery and why. We will look at it in depth a little later. For now, maybe this passive mindset is mere complacent.
We will be right back after this commercial.
Divine Royalty Books, music, N Movies presents a Divided Nation soundtrack entitled Daddy's Little Girl by new artist Jazz.
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hi, my name is Brad from Houston, Texas, and I would like to dedicate the song Daddy's Little Girl by Jazz to my daughter. I'm sorry I can't be there right now, but Daddy loves you very much.
Well, you got it. Wow, this has been the most dedicated song all month. Fathers are dedicating the Daddy's Little Girl song to their daughters, and daughters are dedicating the song to their fathers.
Go to SoundCloud, MixCloud, or anywhere you stream your music and push play, like, and share. You can also purchase Daddy's Little Girl by going to iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, or anywhere music is sold and download it to your phone. Join the Daddy Little Girl campaign by going to www.facebook.com/jazz.brown.5602.
Now here it is, from Brad to his daughter and all the Daddy's Little Girls in the world and the fathers who love and miss them.
If you were here right now, as silly as it may sound, I would parade you all over town.
We are back.
Number 6 point deals with the introduction. Let's move to the next point. In picture 3, Bishop Jackson lets Raymond know he wants to introduce him to someone very important. Raymond doesn't hesitate to say yes to his father, even though he doesn't know who this person is. Another responsibility of the father figure is to take the African American community by the hand and guide them through the process of introducing them to other people who will help them reach their new destiny. This is another reason why we must be confident as people, so there will be no hesitation when it's time to introduce us to major political figures who have been assigned to build the African American community from the inside out. If we are not confident, then we will not be able to receive the father's figures, help, or anyone else's. We have to appreciate Bishop Jackson's confidence in Raymond's reply. There is an undertone expectation that his son will take him up on his offer, which gives us another clue as to how we can recognize our father figure. There will be a level of confidence in the community to respond a certain way to a certain politician, introduction, and invitations. As you can see, the confidence must be reciprocal. It can't be one-sided. If the political father relationship is going to be healthy and progressive, right? If the confidence level is not there, then the father figure will hesitate to introduce anything to the community that can be in their best interest. Just think about how many missed opportunities that have passed us by because some wannabe political father figure hid a once-in-a-lifetime proposal because they were not confident in how the community would respond to the introduction of new possibilities.
We will be right back after this commercial.
Divided Nation.
Divine Royalty Books, Music, and Movies presents Divided Nation, Part 1, Divine Destiny. Have you read this cutting-edge, controversial fiction that is becoming the center of conversation in the African-American community?
Divided Nation.
Divided Nation is about a flamboyant, playboy politician named Raymond Jackson who had it all together until he met his match. His godfather, who he never knew existed, Mr. Goodson, turned his world right side up when he revealed to Raymond his true purpose in life. Listen to an excerpt from this powerful book from Picture 5, entitled Give It Up.
No, son. No one told me anything about you. I'm your godfather. Raymond looks at his father in bewilderment, as if to ask, is this true? I was the one who stood at your christening, but stayed anonymous until the time was right. Goodson explains, I guess this means the time is right. Raymond asks, as he stuffs his hand in his pockets. Okay, you're my godfather. You could have revealed this to me at our family reunion. I'm a busy man, Mr. Goodson. So what is all this about? Why am I here? Raymond says with annoyance. You are here to give up the vice presidency, says his godfather. Raymond's laughter fills the room until he notices the serious expression on his father and Goodson's faces. This is a joke, right? Raymond asks his father again, "Right, Dad? Just listen, son," his father responds. "Raymond, where you are in life right now was planned by your father and me. We selected the schools, the people, the places you would encounter to prepare you for this very important time. You are not destined to be vice president," his godfather states. "This is crazy, man. You are crazy," Raymond responds. "That's all right. This is a little too much for him to take in right now," his godfather says in Raymond's defense. "Right now? I'm not taking this in right now or ever. You say you both prepared me for this time, but yet you want me to give up everything I've been working so hard for. Then what am I supposed to do? What is it I'm supposed to be if not vice president?" Raymond asks. "I can't tell you that yet," his godfather says. "This is a game, and I'm not playing," Raymond says, and begins to move towards the door. "I can't give you more information until you are willing to give up everything you have," his godfather replies. "What?" Raymond stops and turns to him. "Sometimes you can't get what is on another level until you are ready to give up what you have," his godfather explains. Raymond had heard and had enough. He opened the door and looked at both his father and godfather. "Do you know who I am? I am the first African American vice president. Not I will be, or it may happen, but it's already a done deal. We are living in the future right now, and no one can stop it, not even my father and godfather," Raymond says. "Son, you have 9 days to decide what you are going to do," his godfather calmly states. "I already know what my answer will be, and it goes something like this." Raymond walks out and slams the door behind him.
Wow, now you have to find out why Mr. Goodson wants Raymond to give up becoming the next vice president of the United States of America. What in the world could be more important, and will Raymond Jackson do it? When you finish reading this reality fiction, it will leave you asking these questions. What if this is the next chapter in the African American history? Don't be left out of the conversation. Get your copy today by going to www.dividednation.org or amazon.com. Read this moving book before you watch it as a major motion picture. Remember, if roots is our path, Divided Nation has to be our future.
Divided Nation.
We are back.
This last picture, picture 7, and the question is this: what would be a perfect picture of the African American community today? We're making progress, and yes, we as a community have made a lot of progress, but let's look at this point. Now, keep in mind, Raymond can represent today's African American politician or the African American community as a whole, as we vacillate between the two. To get the proper interpretation for our time and generation, we see Raymond taking a picture with both the aggressive and the passive fan. This is a symbol of an African American community that will have both an aggressive and a passive side. It will take a little both if we're going to keep a divine balance as we move towards our destiny. We can't be all talk and no action. However, we can't afford to be all action and not have the ability to reason. Maybe this is also the picture of a political X-ray that will reveal the problem of the divided African-American politician who is being pulled in both directions. On one hand, he is being pulled by the Black Lives Matter movement and the NFL players who want to be aggressive and send a clear message there will be no tolerance for outside injustice. Then on the other hand, he is being pulled by the passive who echo the sentiments of the famous Rodney King statement, "Can we all just get along?" This division can easily be the disruption that will tear a community apart. The younger generation telling the older generation that they are too soft, tap dancing around issues, while the older generation is saying to the new generation that they are too hard with their radical hip-hop approach to very delicate political issues. Finally, this is a picture of Raymond who is about to be introduced to an idea that will change his life forever. There's an undertone suggestion that we will never see Raymond the same again, and this picture will be the only evidence that old Raymond, once upon a time, existed. Well, my friend, allows me to give you a fair warning. You may want to take a selfie of the old condition of the African-American community, because I have a feeling that we will never be the same again. Our race relations are about to change for the better from the inside out once we are introduced to an idea that will be a blessing to everyone who can and will accept it. Well, it's been fun and it's been exciting, but we have to run. We're out of time for today, but I'm looking forward to our next podcast encounter. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you all for your brilliance of mind. A divine royalty would like to thank you and everyone who made this podcast possible, especially our friend and savior, Jesus Christ. To the queen of divine royalty, Mrs. Vanessa Brown, a big thanks to our author who gave us such a profound and prolific book and movie, Divided Nation. On that note, if you want to download the previous podcast, you can go to www.dnanalyzation.podbean.com. If you would like to be a guest and give us your insight on this hot topic, the only two prerequisites are you have to read the book, Divided Nation, and abide by the ground rules. So get your hard copy or your electric copy or your electronic copy by going to Amazon.com and then sign up on our website at www.dividednation.org to be a guest. We at Divine Royalty know that you are intelligent and want to hear your thoughts on this great discussion. Don't forget to download one of the songs from Divided Nation soundtrack, Daddy's Little Girl by Jazz.
I got an email the other day from a friend who moved far away. It was a sad day. What he wrote blew my mind. I read it a thousand times. It brought tears to my eyes. He said, "You'll always be my little girl. You're my sanity in this crazy world. I don't say much,
Get it on iTunes or wherever you download your music. Well, I've kept you long enough. Let's do this again. I'll catch up with you in the picture four, Political Science. I'm your host, Doyle Lee, living on the highest level from divine royalty, where wisdom is wealth and wealth is wisdom. This has been a Divided Nation Analyzation Podcast. Remember, a house divided against itself can't stand. It's time for us to make a stand. Thank you.